Hey there, wild one. Welcome to Wildly Intentional. Today, I'm not handing you a map. I'm opening a door, inviting you into a conversation, one that changed my life, and it just might change yours too. But before we dive in, I want to pause and say something real. Thank you. In just a couple of weeks, over 260 of you have tuned in. That might seem small in podcast land, but to me, it's really special. Because those aren't just downloads, they're people. They're moms pulling double shifts, entrepreneurs chasing quiet dreams, curious seekers rethinking everything. You're not just listening, you're leaning in. And I want you to know, I see you. I feel you. I made this for you. Some of you have taken the Wild Away quiz and sent messages that remind me exactly why I hit record. Like Jesse, the creative builder, who's balancing bold ideas and real-life chaos. Rooted seekers like Lisa, Heather, and Fred, longing for soul-deep rhythms and ritual. And Sarah, the curious unlearner, who's bravely rewriting the script that she inherited. And a lot of beautiful blends like Mallory, Andrea, Rachel, Michael, who don't fit into one box, and they never should. This podcast is for the ones who can't unsee what's broken, who are done living on autopilot, who are ready to say, I want to live on purpose, even if it's messy. This week, a friend sent me a picture. Her 9-year-old daughter had been listening to my bonus episodes from the back seat of her car, quietly, but intently. And when they got home, my friend found a note in her daughter's handwriting and said, "Do it scared. Don't be afraid. Keep persevering. Things can wait." I cried when she sent me that text. She asked to re-listen. Because these conversations, they matter. They change lives. They give kids and adults a new language for courage, reflection, and resilience. My friend told me, "I needed you when I was her age." Honestly, I needed this too. And that's why I'm here now. It's never too late to live differently. You know this podcast isn't about being perfect. It's about waking up, about living out loud and on purpose, not just scrolling, surviving, and staying silent. Because it's easy to say love and light, but it's harder and braver to live that. That's why I'm here. This isn't a platform. It's a permission slip to live slower, braver, deeper, wilder, to question everything, even if it's messy. We're not just telling stories here. We're planting seeds. Seeds that will grow into brave kids, strong families, and new legacies. Seeds that push up through hard soil and whisper, "It doesn't have to stay this way." When I started this podcast, I wasn't chasing numbers. I was chasing impact. I wanted to create something that mattered, even if it only reached a few people at first. Because the ripple, that's where real magic happens. A few days ago, my son held the door open for a woman at a book sale. Not once, but twice. She stopped him on the way out and smiled at him through tears and said, "The world feels heavy. You just made my day." That moment, that's what this podcast is about. It's not for likes. It's not for good vibes only, but for being the good, for people, for ripple effects that you can't always see, but they're always real. And you're already a part of that just by being here. So if an episode stirs something in you, pass it on. share it, live it. We're building a ripple. One story, one act of courage, and one conversation at a time. You don't have to follow the script. You don't have to repeat what the world expects of you. You get to write a new story, a wildly intentional one. I've heard from listeners the last week who have paused mid-episode to send a text, who've cried, who finally said something hard, who encouraged someone quietly trying to be brave, who felt seen. Those messages, they're my fuel. Because at the end of the day, I'm not just building a show. I'm building a future. One where my kids will grow up beside friends, coworkers, and partners. Other people I hope are listening to this that know how to live awake and to love well. And it starts here. One story, one choice, and one ripple at a time. So let's begin with the story of how we left a life that looked good on paper and chose something wildly different, much messier, more rooted, and more real. Reclaim your rhythm. Rethink the rules. Rewrite your life. This is Wildly Intentional, the show where we question the scripts we've inherited and build a life, family, and legacy on purpose. If you're done living on autopilot, come with a curious mind and a courageous heart. Here, we talk about what it means to question, unlearn, create, and build what truly matters. I'm your host, Mandy, maverick mom of three, maker, family culture builder, lifelong question asker, and the friend people call when they're ready to rethink, well, everything. I'm here to shake the norms, tell the truth, and light the way forward. Let's dive in. I gotta be honest, this moment feels pretty surreal. This entire idea only came to me about a month and a half ago. Me behind a mic, you on the other end, my thoughts and ideas out there. And now here we are. So thank you again. Thanks for letting me into your life and for listening to mine and allowing this podcast to become a part of your rhythm. I promise to show up honestly. And some days you're going to hear stories from the thick of it, personal, professional moments that didn't go as planned. Other times I'll bring on guests, people with deep wisdom, bold experiences, or just a really good story to tell. You can expect new episodes every Wednesday. Think of me as your midweek thought partner, your intentional living sidekick. I want you to feel seen here because I get it. I'm in it too. Raising and homeschooling three kids, running a homestead, and squeezing in consulting work between nap time and nightfall. I'm in my head a lot, but I want to be in yours too. Not to tell you what to think, but to walk beside you while you figure it out. So whether you're folding laundry, closing down the kitchen, or sneaking a quiet moment in the car, we're here now, together. This episode kicks off a series called Unrule the World. It's for the mavericks, the curious, the courageous, the ones who feel the tension in the way that things are, and they're bold enough to ask, what if it could look different? In this series, we challenge the systems we've inherited, things like education, food, medicine, work, even tech, and ask hard questions that most people avoid. Like, why do we live this way? Who benefits from this system? And what happens when we choose to opt out? From school to screens, productivity to parenting, we've all been handed a script. Be busy, be polished, be productive, and be quiet. This series is about unlearning all of that. It's about choosing presence over performance, courage over convenience, curiosity overcompliance. Because you're not broken. The system is. Default mode isn't neutral. It's designed. And if something doesn't feel right, maybe it's not supposed to. This isn't about burning it all down. It's about building things better on purpose. So whether you're homeschooling, homesteading, healing, or just hungry for something more honest, Unrule the World is for you. Let's stop living on autopilot. Let's build a life that actually fits us. Have you ever looked around at your life? You know, the one you worked so hard to build. The house, the calendar, the endless to-do list, the rushing, and thought, is this it? You checked all the boxes. You climbed the ladder. You did everything right. And still, something feels off. Me too. Let me tell you this right now. You're not broken. The system is. Let's be honest. Most of us don't grow up planning to opt out of the system. We were handed a script. Go to school, get good grades, pick a career, climb the ladder, buy your house, hustle hard, be grateful. And for a while, that script works. Until it doesn't. Then one day you look around and you realize you've built a life you were supposed to want. But you don't. Because if the life you built doesn't feel like it fits you anymore, you're not crazy. You're waking up. Let's just take a breath right here. You start big with a restless heart. And then piece by piece, you start seeing that the life you're living really isn't even yours anymore. It's a slow awakening, one system at a time. So let's zoom out for a second. What we've been calling normal might actually be the problem. Because when normal means overworked, disconnected, dependent, disembodied, maybe it's not something we should be protecting. Maybe normal is something we need to unlearn. When you stop to think about the things that we normalize now, that becomes our kids' starting line later. Then you realize corruption isn't a glitch in the system. It is the system. And the minute you start questioning that, you see it everywhere. In food, medicine, education, government, tech, wellness, even faith communities. Our food, our water, our education, our healthcare, the way we parent, the way we're taught to measure worth. It's not just that the systems are outdated, it's that they're toxic, literally and figuratively. And it's not just toxicity. It's corruption. The whole game is wired around chasing carrots. More money, more status, more validation. It's designed to keep us too tired or too scared to question it. Poisoned by shortcuts, greed, and speed. Everything we touch has been built on a foundation that's poisoned with convenience, profit, and disconnection. It's absolutely paralyzing when you first realize it. Overwhelming. You wonder how you're supposed to protect yourself, your kids, from a world that profits off of your exhaustion, your trust, and your hope. Not because you're weak, but because it's a lot to hold. You can't unsee it. The truth is, if it doesn't feel right, maybe it's not supposed to. And before you feel crushed under the weight of all of it, hear me say this. It's not your fault. These systems were in place long before us. We were raised on sayings like, children should be seen and not hurt. Don't rock the boat. That's just how the world works. And somewhere along the line, we learned to shut up, not speak up, to survive the system, not challenge it. And whether we realized it or not, those words taught an entire generation to stay quiet, stay small, and stay compliant. And now, somehow, we expect people to stand up, speak out, and lead without ever addressing the silent contracts that we've inherited, without unlearning the scripts that we didn't ask for, but we still carry. Just sit with that for a second. This isn't about shame. It's about awareness. It's about finally seeing the water that we've been swimming in and deciding whether it's really where we want to stay. And listen, if you already have strong feelings, politically, religiously, or culturally, I'm not here to change your mind about anything. I'm not here to argue sides. I'm here to invite you to look at the bigger picture, the one that doesn't fit neatly into red or blue, left or right, or right or wrong. Because the truth is, every one of us grew up inside of systems. Systems that were designed to sort us, sell to us, and to shape us. And you know what? You get to question those systems. You get to rebuild from something deeper, wilder, and truer. Not because you're ungrateful, but because you're awake. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. But you also don't have to be crushed by it. You can start small. You can reclaim your life, your family, and your rhythm, one real choice at a time. You don't have to fix everything overnight. You just have to begin. That choice to make, to go against the grain, to make a slower life possible, it comes with some serious unlearning. Because in our culture, being busy isn't just accepted, it's expected. Let's talk about some stats. A 2023 Gallup poll said nearly 60% of Americans feel emotionally disconnected from their daily lives. And over 70% of parents say they're overwhelmed and uncertain about the direction they're headed in. And we're spending over 7 hours a day on our screens. That's more than 49 hours a week. And yet we keep telling ourselves one more thing, just keep going. I wasn't born on a farm, but both sides of my grandparents have farms. I wasn't raised outside of the system. I chased the American dream hard. College, career, promotions, the house, degree. I wasn't trying to rebel. Maybe I was in college, but in my 30s, I was not. Growing up, I always wanted kids. I loved to play mom. And anytime someone asked me, what do I want to be when I grow up? I always just said, I want to be a good mom. But somewhere along the way, I got caught up chasing the corporate dream. Work hard, climb fast, build a life that looks good on paper. And then it cracked. I didn't want to spend my life in a boardroom and have strangers raising my kids. I didn't want to keep sacrificing my time, connection, and soul to buy a life that I was too busy to live. I've been fired from jobs, stayed home, wrestled with my identity in my mid-30s outside of corporate America and what I've been taught and conditioned to do my entire life. I wrestled in the dark. What now? Who even am I without the ladder to climb? And then, like so many of you, 2020 hit. And the noise got louder and everything was accelerated and the cracks in the systems were on display as everyone realized how fragile everything was. We bought land. It was a small acreage. It wasn't our dream, but because it was real and it moved us in the right direction, it was something for us to hold on to when everything felt like sand. We lived in a camper. We tore the farmhouse that was here down. We had three different house plans drawn over 3 different years, convinced that we were going to build each one. Then randomly, we learned that someone was murdered on this land. We said no to school as we knew it. We said yes to a slower, messier, more intentional life. And just last year, we had our baby here at home. Talk about whiplash. But even when things weren't going as planned, even when we were broke open in ways that we couldn't have anticipated, we kept going because something deeper was calling. None of it was our plan. Every single step was hard. Walking away from the way things were supposed to look, we didn't do any of this because it was trendy. We started because we were tired of asking permission to live differently. Because we wanted our kids to remember what real food and real freedom and real connection feel like. And let me tell you, it's hard. It's isolating sometimes. Financially tight. It's emotionally heavy. But the alternative? The one where you sleepwalk through your life because it's easy? We were not okay with that. If you are just starting questioning, man, do I have massive empathy for you, because it can be overwhelming. When you start pulling one thread, the whole thing starts to unravel. And you realize the tapestry that you've been wrapped up in your whole life, it wasn't woven for you at all. And it's just not one thing. It's everything. It's work, where you're chasing productivity over purpose and titles over time. It's education, where you're outsourcing learning instead of living it. It's food. We're completely dependent on supply chains that we don't understand. And our food's full of chemicals and junk. Medicine, we outsource our healing instead of getting to know our bodies. And our families, we run past each other like ships in the night instead of walking together. I'll be the one to say it to you if no one else has. You don't have to work at a job that you hate, to buy a house you're never in, to impress people that are going to judge you no matter what you do. That is not normal. That's not success. That is insanity. Sit with that. Hard truths echo the loudest when they're real. The systems that shaped modern life, like school, work, food, family rhythms, they weren't built with your freedom in mind. They were built for productivity, efficiency, control, and compliance. So let's stop trying to thrive instead of something that was never designed to support us. You have post-industrial schooling models, corporate-driven food systems, and hustle culture that says your worth is what you produce. No wonder life feels hollow. But here's the truth that most people miss. You don't have to play by the old rules. You can choose to live a different way. You don't need to move to a farm to reclaim your life. You just have to stop pretending that the system's working for you. Because default mode isn't neutral. It's designed. And if you don't choose your rhythms, someone else already has. You start by making small, powerful shifts. You're allowed to rethink everything. You're allowed to ask questions that make people uncomfortable. You're allowed to change. Start with what's in your hands and start with what's on your heart. Maybe it's starting a garden, reading out loud to your kids, saying no to an overstuffed calendar, teaching your kids that their worth isn't tied to a grade or the dollar. Take the TV off the wall and put a shelf of books in its place. Small seeds planted with intention. That's how you build a life you don't have to run away from. We're still figuring it out, but we know we can't go back to sleep. Stop chasing what isn't yours. If the life you're building isn't rooted in you, it'll never feel like home. Normalize doing things differently. You don't owe anyone an explanation for living slower, schooling differently, or reclaiming your health. Start small and live like you mean it. Say yes to the nudge, to your dream, to the piece of yourself that's been whispering, there has to be more. Maybe the life that you built doesn't fit anymore because you've outgrown it. You're allowed to change. You're allowed to rethink everything. You're allowed to build something wildly, beautifully different. Legacy isn't something you leave behind. It's something you live right now. This was a big one. If you cried while listening, maybe you're going to send a hard text. Did you pause long enough to breathe differently? Thank you. You're not alone. And if this stirred something in you, you're right on time. In each episode, I'm going to share something that I wildly recommend, whether it's a book, a tool, a rhythm, or something that's helped me to live more rooted, more awake, or more on purpose. Because knowledge is power, and I'm a book lover who can't stop building our family's home library. Books open doors. They shake our thinking. They help us hold more than one perspective at a time. And I'm not just going to recommend books. I'll be sharing the ones that have shifted my thinking, shaped my parenting, and sparked the best late night conversations. From deep perspective altering reads to 5-star books that I've read aloud to my own kids, every book I mention has earned its place here. If I wouldn't pass it down, I won't pass it on to you. So here's a couple of books that have shaped this episode. Everything I Want to Do is Illegal by Joel Salatin. It's fiery, it's hilarious, and it's a brutally honest look at what happens when common sense meets bureaucracy. This book will make you rethink everything from food freedom to family rhythms. And The Wild and Free Family by Ainsley Arment. It's a gentle but empowering invitation to trade hustle for harmony and raise kids anchored in wonder, purpose, and connection on your own terms. Do you have a book that I should check out? I would love your recommendations. Please send them my way at wildlyintentional.com/bookshelf. There, you can also support this podcast and local bookstores through my affiliate shop at bookshop.org. The link is in the show notes. Before we go, here's your reflection question. What are you pretending not to notice about your life? Think about that for a little bit. Maybe go on a walk. Get out in nature. Chew on that question. Maybe journal about it. Feel free to DM me. I will always read your messages. And if it's okay with you, I may even share your answer in a future episode. today's episode sparked something for you, I would love for you to share it with a friend who's ready to think differently. And if you haven't already, please subscribe and pass it on. Share it. Send it. Speak it out loud. Let's build a ripple. One story, one conversation, one act of courage at a time. Next up, we're bringing it home, literally. My husband's joining me to talk about how we built a family culture that works. Spoiler, it's not a Pinterest quote or a chore chart. It's something we call Wolfpack, and it's changed everything for our family. And hey, if you've been listening and nodding along, I'd love to know who you are. Are you a maverick like Morgan or a creative builder like Gina? You can take the free Wildway quiz at wildlyintentional.com and discover your Wildway. Because the more I know who's here, the better I can build this with you, not just for you. Thanks for being here, Wild One. Stay rooted, stay awake, and keep living wildly intentional.